Perth County's hottest country, 100.1 The Ranch.
100.1 FM, The Ranch, Perth County's hottest country. Hopefully you guys are having a great day so far. I am joined by a very special guest. It is this week's local spotlight artist. He is a GTA singer, songwriter who's no stranger to the music industry. He's been playing and singing pretty much everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to The Ranch, Mr. Chase Stevens. How are you, Chase?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jackie?
Very, very good. We're so excited to have you on the show today. So let's dive right into it. Tell us your music story. Like, how did you get into the industry?
Well, you know, I used to do pubs years ago, and were you doing mostly cover tunes? And, you know, you slip in the odd original. And that just wasn't really for me. So I got out of music for a long time, actually. And I was a fine art dealer for many years. And I guess it was about 10 or 11 years ago, I thought, you know, I want to get back into songwriting again. I was getting that desire to write more. And I took a trip down to Nashville, which, you know, everybody knows is the mecca for songwriting, and went to a few workshops and seminars down there. And that just kind of lit the fire. And ever since then, that's what I've been focused on doing.
Wow, that's crazy. And so you were a fine art dealer. Tell us about that.
Well, it was pretty interesting. I've had a love for art for many years and started out as a collector, really, you know, going to auctions and, you know, starting to build a bit of an art collection. And then I just kind of, you know, I guess sort of accidentally just ended up opening a gallery. Well, not really accidentally, but, you know, just sort of thought, let's move in that direction and opened a gallery. And I love being surrounded by original art. To me, there's just something very, very special about having paintings on your wall.
Wow, that's really cool. So, like, not only, like, musical art, but, you know, fine art and all of the above. Chase is about absolutely everything creative. I absolutely love it. And you've been really busy. You've been doing all kinds of writing. You have a brand new song out called Another Little Roadside Kiss. Tell us all about that tune right there.
Well, that song came out, I started writing that in the winter, you know, when we're all locked down with COVID. And, you know, I'm a real summer guy. I love summer. I love getting out and driving. And, I mean, you know, just when we were cooped up, I think everybody was really missing and looking forward to the upcoming summer. And so, you know, that song just came out of that whole feeling of can't wait till we get out again. And that's it.
And I feel like we can all relate to that one right there. We don't want to be cooped up at home any longer. We're ready to get out and enjoy the nice summer weather. And you have a new music video for that featuring Miss Susie Corey. Tell us about that.
Well, I've known Susie for about a year and a half or so. And she's amazing. I love Susie. And I asked her if she would be in the video with me, and like instantly she just said, yeah, absolutely. And we had so much fun shooting that video that day. We were laughing all the time, and it was, you know, it wasn't pre-choreographed, it was ad-libbed, and she was just fantastic, and I love what she brought to the video. So it was a real fun process.
And just from watching it, I can tell that you guys had a lot of fun videoing it. So that's really, really cool. There's also some really cool drone shots in that video that I just absolutely loved. Like, it's so cool. But speaking of Susie, you guys actually have an upcoming show together, which is super exciting. I know everybody's super, super ready to get back to live music. So tell us about that coming up.
That is coming up on August the 14th on Saturday. It is out in Cavan, Ontario. I think it's out near the Peterborough area, I believe. And Susie has lined up a great group of performers for that day. And another friend of mine, Barb Doran, who's at New Moon Junction, her band is playing as well, and they're fantastic. So the whole, it's just going to be a great day. And Susie's so good putting together these festivals. She did one last year, and you know, doing it again this year, and everyone is just so pumped up about this and looking forward to it. You can just feel that excitement on social media, everyone, you know, inquiring about it and asking and, you know, looking forward to it. So it's going to be a great day.
We're all ready to get out and see live music again. It's been way too long, and I bet you're just as ready to get out there and play.
Absolutely. You know, I was in a festival a week ago, and it was the first time that I had performed since March of 2020. I host the Songwriter Nights out in Oakville. And our last night, I co-hosted with a friend of mine named Paul Melissa, and we hosted one in March of 2020, just days before everything was shut down. And at the time, we're thinking, okay, you know, we'll be back up and running again in a, you know, month or two or so on. And here we are almost a year and a half later, and we're just finally starting those back up again in September. So, yeah, everybody's really anxious to get back out there and start playing.
Oh, that's awesome. And do you have any other shows lined up that you can tell us about?
Well, on September the 8th, we will have our first Songwriter Night since the pandemic thing. So that is, we're still working on the lineup for that, but that's going to be a great night too. I'm hoping that Susie will be able to join us that evening and play there. So we're still working on the lineup for that, but it's going to be, we're going to make sure that it's going to be a really good night.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear more about that. And when you're not playing or writing, sometimes you can be found kayaking. I've seen on your socials that you checked out the clear LED lit kayaking experience. And I thought that was so funny because it was literally not that long ago I had seen that pop up on social media. So I was talking about it on my show because I'm like, that looks like it'd be so cool. And you've actually done it. So tell us about that.
Well, that was a lot of fun. And I live close to a river, so we have a couple of kayaks here at the house, and we will go up the Credit River and do those sort of trips. But when I saw these clear kayaks, I thought, oh, that's a really cool thing. And lit up at night, and they have a little Bluetooth speaker on them as well. So I went out with one of my daughters, and she was able to play her music. And it was just a beautiful night. I think it was last Thursday. And it was great, but, you know, we got very wet. Just the design of the kayaks let a lot of water in there, and I didn't take a change of clothes. So, as I said on social media, I had to drive home in my underwear with a golf towel around me. It wasn't, wasn't really, you know, I should have taken something or worn a bathing suit. I guess I just wasn't really thinking, but it was great. You know, great views of Toronto skyline at night, and you're inside the break wall. So the water's nice and calm. It's very relaxing. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. I definitely want to try that out. It's on my bucket list, but I don't think I've ever been kayaking in my life. So I'm like very scared of ending up in the water, but I've been told they're really hard to tip. So fingers crossed that I'll stay at least somewhat dry.
You would do just fine. They are so stable. That's the thing I love about them. You know, canoes tip a lot easier, but kayaks are very stable. And it's just nice. It's nice and relaxing just to be out on the water.
Awesome. And I didn't even realize that it had a Bluetooth speaker as well. So that's awesome. You can bump some Chase Stevens while you're going along on the water. Doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly. I like that idea.
So one last question for you, Chase. And that's just what's next for you in your music career?
Well, I'm finishing off the album that I'm currently working on. And, I thought I was finished, Jackie, but there's a couple of more songs that I want to put on there that I haven't recorded yet. So I've decided to delay the release of it so I can get back in the studio. I do all my recording down in Nashville, so we've had to be, you know, having to do that remotely recently. But I do want to get a couple more songs on there and then hopefully get that out early fall.
Awesome. That'll be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing this off. I'm really happy with the way it's all coming together, playing with some great musicians. And this album was inspired in part by a trip to Ireland in 2019. So it's such an amazing place with all the castles and the history there. So that's where the theme of the album came from.
And I was wondering that because I seen a photo on your website of like the album cover art, and it was actually a picture of a castle. And I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. But no, that makes perfect sense. You went to Ireland. I'm so jealous. Holy smokes. But yeah, that's awesome. How was your trip in Ireland?
Amazing. You know, it exceeded expectations by so much. The food was great. We were lucky. We had really good weather as well. And just the scenery is just like one beautiful vista after another, driving down the coast. And you know, you just come across these castles and you stop. And the title of the album is actually Trespassing Castles, because we did trespass on one castle and went in there and snuck around and went through these ruins. And, you know, you're walking through these ruins of a castle that's 1,000 years old and it's still standing. And it's just amazing. There's such a aura around doing that. And I think, you know, we stayed in two castles and we visited three others. And I just came home just so obsessed with these things. It's amazing. In fact, one of the songs on the album is called In These Castle Walls. And it's about a ghost of a young lady who died 500 years ago who still visits this one castle north of Dublin. And I love the way that song turned out as well. So that's on the CD, too.
Wow, that's amazing. So where are you going to travel next to get inspiration for your next album?
Well, The plan is, and I was hoping to do this last year, but it was delayed because of COVID. The plan is to go over to Ireland and go and stay in that young lady's bedroom, because the whole castle now operates as a B&B.
Oh, wow.
And so I've spoken to the owner. I want to come and stay in her room one night and do a live acoustic version of the song from her room.
That'd be super cool.
I think it'd be very amazing. And then from there, I'm going to jump over to Amsterdam, because I wrote a song that's on my last album about a Canadian soldier from World War II who had carved his initials in a tree over in Holland. And that tree grew for 70 years without anybody knowing about it. And finally, the whole story just unraveled a couple of years ago. So I wrote a song about that. And I want to go over there and do a live version of the song from the tree that the soldier carved his initials into.
Wow, so cool. I love all the stories with your tunes as well. That's absolutely amazing. Thank you again for joining us on the show today, Chase. We're super stoked to have you in our spotlight this week.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
And we're going to take a look at your latest tune right here, right now. It's another little Roadside Kiss by Chase Stevens on The Ranch Local Spotlight.
Perfect morning shining through the towering pines. Gypsy wind is blowing that sweet smell of summer across the big old blue sky. There's a little back road that's waiting for you and I. Let's get these wheels moving forward, windows down, music cranked up loud. Heart of nowhere, skipping every town. You know I'm gonna stop every chance there is for another little roadside kiss. Won't worry about time, I don't care when we get back. We'll drive into the night. You wanna chase the sunset? You know I'd be good with that. As long as I have you beside me, I love the view. Let's get these wheels moving forward, windows down, music cranked up loud. Winding through the heart of nowhere, skipping every town. You know I'm gonna stop every chance there is for another little roadside kiss. Slip on a pair of sneakers and come with me. These are the days we live for. Let's make it a memory. Skipping every town. But you know I'm gonna stop every chance there is for another little roadside kiss. Yeah, you know I'm gonna stop every chance there is for another little sunlit roadside kiss.
Perth County's hottest country, 100.1 The Ranch.